This is Ian Newsome-Plessard in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City drew 1-1 away at Shearwater. In a cracking match for probably the neutral, but a game, yes, we've got an amazing draw, but with our position, we would want to get a win. But we played so well and we were unlucky not to get a penalty, and we played outstandingly against a good side.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I thought boys put in a real good performance today. But I'm not really one to come and talk about officials and what's gone against us. But unfortunately today, that is it. The officials have let us down, let both sides down at times. But, you know, we've got a blatant penalty at the end. We've got four boys on bookings that were soft bookings. He's booked our keeper for time wasting. The keeper's just trying to make an attempt to keep the ball in play. He's booked him for time wasting. He's booked four of our lads for nothing, really, and good opportunities and, you know, what I would consider cautionable fouls on their players, and he hasn't got nothing out. They've just been told, next one, and next one never really came. And then he wants to talk to us on the bench in the 86th minute about, now I've got control of the game. That pretty much sums it up from an official's point of view. But in terms of the team performance, I think, yeah, them boys are not going down without a fight, that's for sure. A point's better than none. I think if we get none, it makes it even harder. We've got three games. We need three wins, and that is it. This is literally as simple as that, Ian. Three games, three wins.
Those three games are against the three teams right above us. So it's quite incredible, the situation now, where there's three games left and we're playing against three teams that are right above us. So how important they are and how vital they are.
Yeah, I can't 100% confirm, but I'm pretty sure that the two teams above us lost today as well. So getting a point means we're two off the team above, three off the team above that. We play Camberley Tuesday night at Camberley. That'll be a tough game. Turks has got those boys drilled at the minute. He's picked up some nice results recently. It's on us. It's as simple as that. There's no other way of putting at it. Unfortunately, this spell has come too late in the season, but it has come, and I hope that there's a lot of people out there that can see that we've got a good group of lads and boys that are willing to fight, and that's all we can ask for. That's all we've asked for from probably November.
They're fighting so much, and it's nice to see what they're doing at the moment, and it's an excellent play, and they're all playing for each other, and the team unity, and there's no drop in performance at all. It's really nice to see, and it's just the fight and the passion.
Yeah, to be honest, I think it's been there all season from certain points of view, but when you look at the group now to the group that started, the group now won it. The group that started probably didn't want it as much. We probably come into the season with some players thinking it was going to be a rollover, it'd be easy. Found out pretty quick that it wasn't. We've had to change mid-November, December, January. Started to find our feet, pick up results. And now we're fighting for one another. The team mentality and spirit has been there from day one, from the boys that have been here since day one. And I tell you what, I don't like calling people that, but if you look at this team and you look who our skipper is, Kai Zini has probably been an epitome of the fight for every game we've played this season. The boy don't stop running, he's give his all. And I think when you play the game and you see your skipper giving his everything, you just have to join. So big shout out to Kai, he's done well there. He's led these boys from the day he got given that armband. But yeah, we can talk about fighting and doing all we want. Most important thing now is three games, three wins. Let's go.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and we deserve the win today.
Thanks, Ian, and thanks to everyone, all the fans. Incredible support again today.
Thank you.